Friday, July 31st. Oh, happy augury for the day. Lennon was in my room, and there was no telephone to alert him when morning came. Shades were pulled closed, and he slept till 9:30. That was as good a present as a diamond ring. The only hard part of the day for me was lunch with Hugh Sidey and Gene Franklin of Time for a story they're doing on me. I've never been afraid of the press, and I think that candor is more believable and more likable. But suddenly it's begun to dawn on me that I don't stand on my own alone, and what they say about me may have a significant result on Lyndon, on our party, on far-flung ramifications. So for the first time, I'm beginning to be uneasy in their presence. We had lunch in my retreat, the Queen's sitting room, talked for 2 hours, and all that I said will come out, for good or ill, about convention time. Then I went upstairs and lay on the roof in a bathing suit in the sun. It's been a gray July, and sunshine is hard to come by. Thinking how wonderful it was for Lyndon to have the rest this morning. The days are so often too long and too tiring. I couldn't help but remember poor President Serenata, who at the state dinner Monday night, when I asked him what time it was in his own country then, thought for a minute, and he says, "Madam, it is 4 o'clock in the morning. I hope nobody expects me on a foreign trip to be sparkling at what is 4 a.m. to me stomach time." Late in the afternoon, I had some friends for tea in the Yellow Oval Room. Walter and Ann Hornaday, Ann with a marvelous story of a friend of hers in Dallas who wanted to give to the White House, the John Adams Punch Bowl, her son and her nephew, the Fred Catterolls from Austin with their married daughter and her husband, Blake and Charlie Sparenberg and their 3 children, one of whom, Lucy's friend, is a luscious blonde, and I was a little annoyed at Lucy for not foregoing her trip to the hospital with food and coming in to see her. And Helen Bird Fallie, my roommate from St. Mary's days, her son, and 3 of his friends. After they left, I got Helen to go out on the Truman balcony with me, and she and I talked for another 30 minutes. Her life, quite simply, has not been a happy one. Often, when I meet old friends, I feel I must tread very softly on my own, generally very happy path, lest ugly troubles rear their heads. It was good to see her, and good to think that maybe I had added a spark of gaiety to her days. Linda has agreed to go to the New York barbecues for the Young Citizens for Johnson, one to be given by Charlotte Ford, and one by Mayor Wagner's son at Gracie Mansion. Lucy, bless her, was quick to latch on to the one in Milwaukee, and agreed to go to the 2 in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Today is a great day for our country. Our spaceship, headed for the moon, was a thrilling success. The headline said, "Ranger 7 sends back moon close-ups to end a flawless and historic flight." Lennon was so late coming home to dinner, after 11, that I thought I would have to institute a rule of having all the servants leave at 10, wrap up his supper in tinfoil, and put it in the warmer, which is the most minor consideration compared to what long hours and late meals mean to his general well-being.